Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
This is so exciting as we go back to looking at this prophetic, timely coming move of God revival, talking about technology and Rick Joyner, Morningstar Ministries, talking about, I believe the stadiums have been established for a revival. Take a look at this. You know, God speaks. He says in Job 33, the book of Job, it's not Job, right?
Not
and
Job.
And it's chapter 33. He says that he speaks to a man. In his sleep, in his deep sleep, he speaks to a man. He talks about in Joel chapter 2 that he's going to pour out his spirit and he's going to speak to many men. Mm-hmm. I mean, God speaks to us. You know, this is how he chose to do one of the ways he talks to us. He talks to us by every way you could think imaginable, all of us. And in this dream, it was so exciting. It was so exciting. You think about, you know, what can you do about what God's about to do? One is that, you know, find out what he's doing and dive into it and give it all you got, because this is your season. This is not, you know, that was, you may be reading history books about other people's seasons, but this is your season. And one is about media. You know, imagine being part of when God pours out his spirit in such a way that you would be there capturing that to send it out to all the world. Imagine that. And then in heaven, God would go, you told the world about what I did to that one man, what I did for that family, the miracles that I did. When you think about it, you know, prophetically it says there'll be two witnesses in Israel and everybody will see it. Maybe that's going to be you on a camera, right?
Hey, that'd be awesome.
And so in this vision, so I want to challenge you in regards to the media part of our culture, this media mountain that, you know, we are taking applications now for interns, and there's a limited amount of positions available, you know, for interns to be able to work with us. And we will share the wisdom and walk through the process of helping you be empowered in media. And so you can find out more about that at VFNTV.com or calling 844-440-VFNTV. But know this, that what I'm seeing, this is the reason why, what I'm seeing is, I was in this dream, this vision, night vision, and I was at church. I would believe it would be Church of His Presence, but I was with Pastor John Kilpatrick in this dream, and spiritual father to me. And he was the man that God chose to use for what we call the Brownsville Revival that happened at 3100 West DeSoto Street in Pensacola, Florida. Just a sudden outpouring, just an outpouring that began on Father's Day of 1995, which, you know, John and I had a privilege to be a part of that. And
we went to the 20th year anniversary together. That was, that was a moment.
20 years. That was totally something. And so imagine this. Imagine knowing in advance that was going to happen. Imagine knowing that, you know, we were kind of caught by surprise. You know, I was working in ministry there with Brother Pastor John Kilpatrick. And all of a sudden, just God, you know, moves. And you know, we've been praying and all this type of stuff. But the reality is, you know, God's sovereign and he does what he does when he does it. And so all of a sudden, we're moving in the catch-up mode in regards to, you know, some different things. And imagine this, and that, you know, people have been trained in media. You know, Pastor John Kilpatrick has seen this move of God from the beginning of him coming to the city of Pensacola. So it wasn't new to him, but most everybody else it was. And so, imagine now beginning to see this. So in this dream, this is now, this is not 20 years ago. This is now. God's just showing me this. And he and I are walking through this gathering, this humongous gathering of people. And there was like this holy, I don't know if you've ever been under the glory of God or you've been in the presence of God, but it's like being silent is not only okay, it's the thing to do. And we're walking and you could just see all the different nations that are there. And everybody was just, you know, we're all family, Christians, we're global
Christians,
you know. And so all these nations are going to be coming to, I would assume it's Church of His Presence, where Pastor John Kilpatrick's mm-hmm. pastoring, and he's building as quick as he can to do what, you know, to prepare wow. what's going on. And we're just talking to the different nations, and God is just moving in this great expectancy. And I was there for, you know, Father's Day in 1995, and it was beautiful. And I remember this right before that happened, I had a dream, and I've never been experienced the power of God like I did until the Brownsville revival mm-hmm. began to happen and God did what he did. But prior to that, I had, fallen in my dream. I had a dream where I'd fallen under the power of God, and I was like pressed up against this corner in this, by the sound booth thing that was there at Brownsville. And God was there, and it was like this holy moment. And this is in a dream. And this dream was my first experience with that experience.
Right.
And I remember everybody else was just walking around. They had no idea that God was there. And, you know, just whatever, being common about yeah. the whole thing. And I remember in the dream going like, my goodness, what are y'all doing? You know, and I didn't have a grid for that. And then Father's Day 1995 happened, and we were kind of organized people, you know. And, you know, Pastor John Kilpatrick's an excellent leader, and you know, he leads, you know, specifically. And this was a big deal. All of a sudden, it's kind of, you know, different things going on. But the power of God, when God began to show his presence, so that glory was in this dream that I just had, is just like that happening right here on the Gulf Coast at, he's located in Daphne, Alabama. Mm-hmm. And you think about Young Yi Cho's prophecy that it would begin in Pensacola, but then it would go 100 miles west.
Yes.
You know, and then that's right there in Daphne, Alabama. Yeah. But not only that, you know, that it would be like a shot going off, and it's almost like Jacksonville's like a trigger. It would go to Pensacola, to Mobile, and then all of a sudden to Texas.
Wow.
You know, I believe Houston. Is that exciting?
Very exciting.
Oh, my goodness.
We'll be right back.
In this year's Oscar buzz movie, Queen of Katwe, a small child holds up two chess pieces and smiling says,
in chess, the small one can become the big one.
In a true life story, Robert Kitende's Chess Academy and Mentoring Center in the slums of Kampala, Uganda, are front and center in giving children a sense of significance wherever they are.
More than 300 children come to the chess centers every day in 5 locations. 40 coaches help mentor them, teaching them discipline and patience in their lives.
And although it's chess that draws them in, there is also a Bible study. Robert Kitende says, God gave me a purpose, and I saw what that purpose was, to help others. As the Bible says, to lay down my life, my desires, for others. That's what Jesus did for me.
Brought to you by Museum of the Bible.
That so happens that communism is a system that I disagree with philosophically. I would not prefer to live under a communist system. I happen to feel that the great moments of history have been those moments when individuals have been left free to think and to act. And I feel that communism often stands in the way of certain First Amendment privileges that we have in America, for instance, that I just couldn't adjust to.
There are almost 7 billion people who are living on planet Earth right now. And I wish every one of them could read through the Bible before they ended their time on Earth. It's where we find truth. It's what God says about himself. Because everyone has an opinion about what is right and what is wrong, but ultimately, it doesn't matter what you think. We all think differently. Every culture has a thought of what is right and what is wrong. And there's a majority in every culture that buys into a certain belief system. And yet what Scripture says is, you know, the grass is going to wither, the flower is going to fade, but the Word of God, the Word of our God will stand forever. At the end, we're not going to be judged by the majority. We're going to be judged by God Himself. We need to get people alone with this book, reading it for themselves, understanding it for themselves, because when this is all over, it's going to be about God's Word. And His authority is the only authority.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
And so God is showing us, and believe, it's, it, then you had, I don't know if we have... Kaderi's moment on that, but he begins to talk about, he sends to us Apostle Kaderi from Nigeria,
Isaiah
Kaderi, and he saw the same thing in Nigeria. God showed him about this glory being poured out, and so in this, and this is what I saw in my dream. I saw people that if you were to go to their country that they're from, everybody would think they're, I would say famous, but very popular, and they would be given the best places, and they would be honored in their region. But you know where they were? They were actually on a camera. Mm. They were on a camera. It's Brother Kilpatrick, Pastor Kilpatrick, and I walked past, and we're talking, you know, different people, and it's going on. That there was this camera, and it was a crane type camera, but it had a seat on it, so it was a bigger type crane camera. And the guy that was there was like from South America, I believe it was, but he's like some star in South America. And he was working that camera. And you know what his attitude was? His attitude was, I'm just so honored to be here. Wow. Just to be a part of that. And this is this move of God that God is showing me is about all of us just working together. It's not about you. It's not about me. It's not about a denomination. It's about God. And it's about his family coming together. And it was so beautiful. Even people of high esteem were okay with serving in simple behind the camera. I guess the big deal would be, because a lot of people like to be in front of the camera. Yeah. It's amazing.
Well, it's interesting because I think about, you know, many of the prophecies that say that no building can contain this move of God that's coming, and many of the stadiums are going to be filled.
Right.
Maybe it's going to be the players. Since no one's coming to watch them, they're going to get touched by God and get behind the camera, you know?
Right. Right. And the thousands are going to be coming to the Lord. I mean, God has already shown this, that he's prepared their heart. It's not because somebody's going to preach a good message.
Yeah.
It's because God is preaching a message right now, shaking, let the earth be shaken.
That's right.
He's preparing men's heart. Well, this is what I personally believe the Lord is waiting on, and who am I? But I think he's waiting on us to prepare to make disciples of him and not ourselves, our organizations, and not part of our programs.
Yeah.
He wants us to introduce them to him. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people are used to preaching at people and saying, you know, join my church or whatever.
Be my disciple, not his disciple.
Right. But he wants his church back. I'm not talking about your building or anything. I'm talking about you. I mean, he loves us individually, and he's about to pour himself out in such a way you're not going to be able to contain it. So there's a couple of things that have been said. You know, one is there's always the people who reject what God does, you know, and those are the people that begin to immediately, you know, speak against what it is. I don't know what it is. It's just some mindset. You know, I encourage myself by saying, you know, I actually encourage myself by saying, you know, God just didn't want the old wineskin, the new wineskin to be together, or the material would rip or something like that. That's how I encourage myself. And either way, you got to do what God said and honor what was while you're doing what God is doing. And then there's another people that are support what's going to go on. They want to be a part of it. They're willing to transition to it. And so you just got to begin to train yourself. And I always thought about, you know, character boot camp, because character is the, you know, giftings can take us places that our character can't keep us. And integrity is the courage to meet the demands of reality. And you got to begin to focus yourself. And you can do that at the VFN Dream Center. I know that because we are focused on that. It's time for us to just train ourselves as to what God has called us to do. And when you think about it, it's like special forces. I even think about morning stars University. Mm. They're called Special Forces, and that is a specific word that Brother Ken Summerall, who is now with the Lord, also a spiritual father to me, when he talked about who we were, he said the Lord gave him this word, and he says that you're like God's special forces.
Yeah.
And God has special forces everywhere. And that's just an exciting thing, especially when you find out what special forces are, when you think about Steve Kalaszewski with former Marines,
oh, yeah,
special forces and all that. And it's amazing. As a matter of fact, take a look at this now from Morningstar University.
Till the clouds unroll and you come down the line but the shadow still remains since your descent. The saints are coming. The saints are coming. I say no matter how much I realize it's not a part. The saints are coming. The saints are coming. I say no matter how much I realize it's not a part. I say no matter how much I realize it's not a
Just a Thought with Ravi Zacharias.
The ability for abstract reasoning is diminishing in our time. When you really start with a minor premise and a major premise, build a syllogism and enter into a deduction, the average person loses you halfway through because they have come to their conclusions on the basis of images prior to that, and the capacity for abstract reasoning has been gone. And I believe Jacques Ellul, the French sociologist dealing with technology, is right when he entitles our ability to perceive today as a process where there has been a humiliation of the word. The exaltation is in images. The humiliation has taken place in the written process.
Helping the thinker believe and the believer think. For more information, go to rzim.org.
If you've been missing our program, or you're saying, I wish I would have got that, or would have got this. If you sign up for the Torch newsletter, go to vfntv.com. I believe in the upper right-hand corner, it says newsletter sign up. Just go there.
Mm-hmm.
And every single week, you're going to get a summary of what happened that week in a way that you can just kind of glance right through it and say, what do you want to watch? What do you want to hear? What do you want to share? And we want to make sure whatever way you can get it. But by signing up for the Torch, you know, that makes that possible for you. In other words, you can listen throughout the week, but you can summarize it at the end of the week to make sure that you didn't miss something that you need to know.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I want to encourage the young people that, you know, today is your day. I believe Azusa Street 2.0 is in the making now. And when you think about Azusa Street, what took place, 1906,
mm-hmm,
was young people, you know, all ages. And but young people begin to be used by God in a powerful way. There's no such thing as like a baby Holy Spirit. You got the same Holy Spirit, the same Spirit of God living inside of you. There's somebody that's you know, big as me, right? Or the same size. You have the same
there
size.
There you go.
Just because he's not as tall as me,
that's right.
It's the same Holy Spirit, which is amazing.
I try to tell him that.
This is totally amazing. But you think about this, I think about the Great Awakening and what Rick Joyner with Morningstar Ministries was saying.
Powerful.
As a matter of fact, take a look at this.
Think about what it would be like if you tuned in Sunday afternoon to watch an NFL game and the announcers come on and says, folks, we're sorry, but nobody showed up for this game today. We're going to have to cancel this broadcast because the players didn't even come. The people didn't come because they're all in revival meetings. So we're going to cover this revival meeting instead of the game today. That would be about essentially what happened in Wales. And you say, that'll never happen here. I believe it will happen here. I believe we're going to see a time when people are so caught up in God and what he's doing in America. I'm not saying they're going to cancel the NFL, whatever, but it could get to that. I believe many of our great stadiums that we think were built for football or other things were built for revival. The owners just didn't know.
This is so exciting. You know, this is some of the things that we're seeing. In one of the dreams, the prophetic dreams the Lord gave me, that we were actually in a stadium filled with people in that stadium just going after God. It was so powerful, so encouraging, and it's going to happen. Mm. I mean, God, these stadiums weren't just, they weren't built so people can transfer wealth, you know, from a large part of people, from Saints fans to the to the owners of the New Orleans Saints. No, the it was, you know, they're going to be used for places of worship and crying out to God. I forget the name of, God TV, Dory, Corey,
Wendy Alec.
You know, she, I mean, her book called The Unknown Prophet, I think it is, talks very specifically about this as well, and how, you know, the church is going to be totally redefined, not as a new definition, really as the original definition of, you know, just all, everywhere you go in every community and neighborhood and just, you know, moving in such a powerful way. The, when the move of God took place, like in the 60s and the 70s, it was going on that, you know, they called it the, I think the latter rain maybe, or the
Jesus movement,
that it began when people began to go to the, they had to leave the building and they had to go into their houses and they began to have prayer meetings in their houses.
Yeah.
I mean, you can have it in your building, but sometimes it's difficult if people in the building don't want to move of God. You start hanging out with people who said, you know, whatever it takes, you know, whatever we have to do, God. And they did, and this powerful. And it was interesting was because that was a time when you had, you know, back when Hillary Clinton was, in, you know, during all that 60s and stuff, and you had Gloria Steinem and assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
And the president. John F. Kennedy,
the, you know, Woodstock, the sexual revolution, the hippie movement, and just communal living, and it just, imagine what it really looked like. People were attacking own Americans who were actually, you know, in universities today, were blowing up the Pentagon, I guess, or something. They're blowing up some sort of government building, and how hopeless did that look? But you know what? They began to pray and to believe God, and I don't know. I mean, I haven't heard any stories that I know of like we're hearing today about how God is showing us what's going to happen, but somebody got a vision for what God was going to do and began to pray. And then the people who were in communal living, and what was the one guy used?
Lonnie Frisbee. Yeah, awesome.
It's just amazing. We just think of like, he was, Harry is, you know, he's what they would call a hippie.
A hippie.
I don't think that even applies today. But just,
that's normal today.
That's normal today. And I think it's cool that nobody's caught up in the way people are dressed or anything. But God just touched us, man, and he started touching, you know, lots of folks. What's the name of the church, that the organization?
It was Calvary. Calvary.
And he began to just teach, and God used him powerfully. But a lot of people. And this move of God, that some of the things that we're hearing about and things that we're seeing, and others, like Rodney Howard Brown was talking about, and it's not going to be Bob Jones, who's now with the Lord.
Yes.
It's not about, you know, some big shot. It's about everybody's going to be a shot at it.
Well, the Lighthouse Prophecy that Bob Jones shared with...
We shared it with a lot of people.
But
yeah. We have it on the...
With Paul Keith Davis as well, about 700 ministers will be coming together. Mm-hmm. The Lord has his own cabinet, I think, to minister to 700,000 people.
Hundreds of thousands at the same time.
At the same time. It's going to be glorious. And Bob Jones prophesied about 1 billion souls coming into the kingdom.
Okay, now 1 billion souls would be 1/7 of the world's population.
That'd be awesome.
I think that, you know, we're going to need a bigger boat.
I think you know,
there's something we're going to need to do. And I'm telling you, if you haven't yet began to look at the Emmaus Road, if you haven't begun to think about, you know, I want my heart to begin to burn, you know, like maybe Greg and John and Rick Joyner and other ones are hearing God. God loves you. He wants to talk to you. He wants to reveal his secrets to you. It's not to anybody in particular. Yeah. God loves you. He says in Proverbs 1, if we would just respond to him, he would make his secrets known to us. So we just need to respond to what he's doing. Right now, maybe God is just touching you and you're thinking, I don't know. And the Lord says, you do know, because I just told you, just respond. This is what he says. Follow me. That's what the Lord says, follow me. What does that mean? It means obey him. As soon as he says, get thee up and go, just go. When he says, do this, do it. When he says, you know, become my disciple, become his disciple. What's a disciple? Somebody who knows his teachings and follows his teachings. It's not a legalistic type thing. It's you love him. He's the Lord of your life and you follow him. As a matter of fact, we have Emmaus Road. You need to be able to go to vfndreamcenter.org and look for the Emmaus Road, or go to multiplymovement.com and begin it even that way. But it's a time for us to begin to position ourselves to be disciples of Jesus Christ. And guess what? When you're actually following him as a disciple, everything he does, you're a part of it.
That's right.
Because you're with him. I'm thinking about the 12 disciples. They're walking with Jesus. They didn't have to think, you know, what do I need to do? It's like, just keep following him. And then when he gets to the Galilee, you're going to be there.
Right.
You know, right? Today, people are trying to figure out, what do I need to do? It's like, follow Jesus. If you follow him, you'll be there when he heals this young man and he raises this one from the dead. Oh, what do? Just stay with him. And when he gets to Lazarus in the cave, you're going to be there with Lazarus in the cave.
Very simple. We tend to complicate just, following the Lord.
It's just dawning on me. I think all you got to do is just follow Jesus, right?
That's it.
I'm going to miss Mary and Martha when he talks to Mary and Martha. Just follow him. And when he gets to Mary and Martha's house, you're going to be there already.
Yeah.
By the way, sit at his feet. Don't be cooking in the kitchen. But just think about this. And so it's time for us to begin to be followers. Christian, by the way, the word Christian doesn't mean a country. It doesn't mean a way. It
doesn't mean America.
It means Christ follower. And this is what Jesus said. Come, follow me. Mm. How easy is that? He says, you know what? If you put your hands to the plow to follow me, and you look back, he says, you're not even worthy. Following him is so important that even in the own law that said the man that needed to go back and bury his father, that was legally what he had to do. But God, Jesus trumped all that, and he said, let the dead bury the dead. Follow me. He wants followers, people who desire to know his way and to follow him. Guess what? And everything he does as you're following him, you're going to be a part of it.
That's right.
That's exciting, isn't it?
It's very exciting because, hey, today's the day. You know, you've been looking and been thinking and like, how can I play a part and a role? This is that.
Yes.
So, you know, you don't have to wonder anymore. I know you want to pray with our audience.
Yes,
Let's
do.
Let's just join together.
I definitely do. And if you want to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, go to meetmyfather.org. We shared our testimonies there, and you can meet him too through his son, Jesus Christ. Everything is set in place. It reminds me of a prophetic word given by Pastor John Kilpatrick, Church of His Presence. You can find it on the torch. But let's just pray right now. It's time for us to get busy and say, it takes hard work, but it's worth it, the work of revival. Father God, we thank you for Louis Palau and all those that have plowed the field and speaking through Rick Joyner, Morningstar Ministries, and laying this technology out, Father God, how you have set us up to be able to bring in a great harvest. God, I just pray for harvesters to come in and disciples to raise up, Lord. We just ask this in Jesus' name, Lord. We ask you, Lord, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray, in Jesus' name. God bless.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at vfntv.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.